We continue our reading of 1 Samuel. We come to chapter 17. We'll begin at verse 31 and go to the end of the chapter, verse 58. It's one of the most famous stories in the Bible, David's victory over the giant Goliath of the Philistines. And we're partway into the story. David's a youth, and he's been sent to the battlefield. He discovers the army of Israel cowering. And they're cowering because the Philistines, who do represent here Satan's kingdom of darkness, they are not content to lose. They innovate, and they have brought out a giant, and he's a real giant. We looked at him last time, and the army of Israel's cowering. And young David shows up in the Valley of Elah, and he's horrified. Why are the armies of the living God cowering before a mere giant? Well, they scoff him. They send him to the king. That's where we pick up. And Saul treats him with mild contempt, but David's resolved to go. David actually gives a resume of his veteran service as a shepherd, and he has handled difficult things, just as our young people are to grow and have experiences that teach them how to handle the means of grace. And so Saul, one of the key moments is when Saul says, well, if you're going to go, I'll put my armor on you. And David tries to, and he's got the big sword of Saul. And he has to say, you know, it's just not going to work. And it's a great picture of how we do not wage war with the weaponry of the world. And we just can't, we may try to, it doesn't work. The New Testament is clear that the church, the Christian, wages war with the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. We put on the armor of God, not of Saul. Saul's the ungodly worldliness. We put on faith, hope, the helmet of salvation, feet shod with the gospel of salvation, and we wield the word of God in a spirit of prayer. David goes forth, and he actually has victory over Goliath. And I'll read it. It's great. The key is that he comes in the name of the Lord of hosts. You come against me, you big giant. I'm a little shrimp. But you come with sword and spear and buckler, but I come before you in the name of the Lord of hosts, and he will slay you. And then David brings out his slingshot, which, by the way, was a wicked weapon when skillfully used. I have to say, David actually has the military advantage at this point if he can make the one shot that he has. And it is, in that sense, a picture of where to be prepared, we're to grow in our spiritual ability to respond to things. Now, what's interesting to me, after he kills Goliath, and this is little understood, he cuts off his head with Goliath's sword. That will show up again in 1 Samuel. And then he takes the head of Goliath after presenting it to Saul. He's walking around with a giant head in his hand. He takes it to Jerusalem. Jerusalem hasn't shown up. What is Jerusalem so far in God's word? David clearly has a sense of God's intention for redemptive history. This will become the city of God's people. We know it today. And David clearly is acting as he's looking forward to God's redemptive purpose. Now, when we look at David, who are we looking at? Is it, in fact, the mighty Christian? What we can do, all the evangelical books are how to slay your giants. It's that kind of thing. Well, it certainly is a good example to us, but actually David in this passage is not you and me. He is the Lord Jesus Christ. And one way we know that is he shows up as the anointed one. That's key. And you've heard me say many times, the Greek word for the anointed one is Christ. He is a type of Christ. And here's the story of David and Goliath. Not what you can do. Now, certainly, the battle belongs to the Lord, and we are able through prayer, by God's power, by exercising faith, and yes, being a little practice with it, we are able to stand up against the world. But my friends, it is always Christ who saves. You and I will never defeat sin, death, the justice of God, Satan, and all of these things. But we have a Savior. He comes and he does. Where you and I are in the Valley of Elah, we're the cowering Christians who need a Savior to deliver him. And then after he delivers them, we're to then join in the fight. We're to engage in the pursuit. What a wonderful picture we have of the Savior who appears, and he is Christ the Lord. Well, with all these things in mind, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, 1 Samuel 17, I begin at verse 31. When the words that David spoke were heard, they repeated them before Saul, and he sent for him. And David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "You are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are but a youth. And he has been a man of war from his youth." But David said to Saul, "Your servant used to keep sheep for his father, and when there came a lion or a bear, and took a lamb from the flock, I went after him and struck him and delivered it out of his mouth. And if he rose against me, I caught him by his beard and struck him and killed him. Your servant has struck down both lions and bears, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be like one of them, for he has defied the armies of the living God." And David said, "The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Go, and the Lord be with you." Then Saul clothed David with his armor. He put a helmet of bronze on his head and clothed him with a coat of mail. And David strapped his sword over his armor, and he tried in vain to go, for he had not tested them. Then David said to Saul, "I cannot go in these, for I have not tested them." So David put them off. Then he took his staff in his hand and chose 5 smooth stones from the brook and put them in his shepherd's pouch. His sling was in his hand, and he approached the Philistine. And the Philistine moved forward and came near to David with his shield bearer in front of him. And when the Philistine looked and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth, ruddy and handsome in appearance. And the Philistine said to David, "Am I a dog that you come to me with sticks?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. The Philistine said to David, "Come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and to the beasts of the field." Then David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. And I will give the dead bodies of the hosts of the Philistines this day to the birds of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And that all this assembly may know that the Lord saves, not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hand." When the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag and took out a stone and slung it and struck the Philistine on his forehead. The stone sank into his forehead and he fell on his face to the ground. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone and struck the Philistine and killed him. There was no sword in the hand of David. Then David ran and stood over the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of its sheath and killed him and cut off his head with it. When the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. And the men of Israel and Judah rose with a shout and pursued the Philistines as far as Gath and the gates of Ekron, so that the wounded Philistines fell on the way from Shaaraim as far as Gath and Ekron. And the people of Israel came back from chasing the Philistines, and they plundered their camp. And David took the head of the Philistines and brought it to Jerusalem. But he put his armor in his tent. As soon as Saul saw David go out against the Philistine, he said to Abner, the commander of the army, "Abner, whose son is this youth?" And Abner said, "As your soul lives, O king, I do not know." And the king said, "Inquire whose son the boy is." And as soon as David returned from the striking down of the Philistine, Abner took him and brought him before Saul with the head of the Philistine in his hand. And Saul said to him, "Whose son are you, young man?" And David answered, "I am the son of your servant, Jesse the Bethlehemite. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever." Amen.